Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It is Connor.
And Gabe.
And I'm happy to say we have a very happy topic today. We have a positive topic.
You're happy to say that you're
happy
that we're going to talk about happiness.
Yes.
Except we're not going to be talking about happiness, Connor. You know that. We're going to be talking about how to flourish.
Right. And flourishing is different than happiness. And I sense that intuitively. I haven't looked up the definitions, but I know there's a difference, and I know who knows what that difference is.
You mean Matt Lee from Harvard University's Human Flourishing Program. They literally have an entire, how do you describe this? It's more, it's like a 10-person, at least 10 people are involved in this program, and they are, their sole focus is how to flourish as a human being. And we're going to talk to Matt Lee right now about how to flourish as a human being.
Science Unscripted.
Okay. I am Dr. Matthew Lee. I'm the Director of Empirical Research at the Human Flourishing Program at Harvard University. And I tend to study the intersection of the humanities and the social sciences, trying to draw from the deep wisdom of the humanities to inform social science. And at the Human Flourishing Program, we are interested in the flourishing of individuals, the flourishing of communities, and then how that relates to broader planetary well-being.
One thing we have to get out of the way, Matt, what is flourishing exactly? What do you mean when you say that?
Well, flourishing, as we understand it, is a state where all aspects of life are going well. So it's being or doing well in all aspects of life. So at the individual level, we would look at happiness and life satisfaction, mental and physical health, meaning and purpose, character and virtue, close social relationships, and then the financial and material conditions that sustain those domains.
On this podcast today, Matt, we wanted to get practical. And I know that you guys at the Human Flourishing Program have a questionnaire that you use to literally measure people's flourishment?
Flourishosity.
how people are flourishing?
Yes. Right.
Can we go through the questionnaire with you?
Yes, and actually, for sure, and actually your listeners can go to our website and use the free web app to actually track their flourishing over time and to get some suggestions on how to improve flourishing. So just go to the Harvard Human Flourishing Program's website and look for our web app. It's free for everyone to use.
Okay, so the people out there listening, you know how to do it yourself. But right now, Connor and I are going to jump into it. We're going to start in domain one, happiness and life satisfaction. First question, overall, how satisfied are you with life as a whole these days, Connor?
Okay, and my question, I'm going to...
So zero would be not satisfied at all, and 10 would be completely satisfied.
I have to bounce this off Matt real quick. Matt, does this mean during the pandemic, or does it not really matter, just right at this moment when I take the survey?
Yeah, I think right at this moment, because you can retake it over time, and we actually have data showing the effect of the pandemic in the United States, and a number of the domains decline as a result of the pandemic, but some stay fairly stable. So it's interesting to track it over time. It generally will remain relatively stable, but if you're going through a very difficult period of your life, we would expect some of the scores to decline.
So where are you at, Connor?
I'm at a 5. Here in May of 2020, I'm at a 5 in the middle of this pandemic, toward the tail, maybe 5.5, because you know I can see the horizon. We're coming out of this thing. But I'm definitely not any higher than that in terms of what I'm able to do or how I'm able to flourish.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm somewhere in the middle. I 4, 5. I'm wondering, does satisfied mean whether my life is fulfilling or... Because satisfied is it's a hard question.
I'm dissatisfied. I know that.
How do you define satisfaction, Matt?
Well, we leave it to the individual to answer those kinds of questions. But I think what's most helpful about this survey or any survey is that it's a conversation starter to have with friends and family about your experiences and what does it mean, you know, to be right in the middle. Maybe that, you know, in a pandemic, maybe right in the middle is okay. And that in the long run, we would want more from life than just, you know, survival. And you know, some social scientists call this languishing. You know, you're not clinically depressed or anything, but you're not fully flourishing either. And so, you know, eventually we want to move out of languishing and into flourishing.
And that actually kind of jumps us right into domain two. Question four here in the questionnaire is, how would you rate your overall mental health? That also kind of a hard question to answer.
It is, because yeah. How do I
compare that to other people around me?
I started with the last one. Gabe, why don't you start here? You're looking at a questionnaire. You have to throw a number.
My overall mental. Let me tell you this. Let me get personal here. I don't sleep well, and I'm wondering whether that's probably a reflection of maybe some anxiety about possibly the future or where I'm at in terms of how I feel. So I'd say maybe three, four.
Mm-hmm.
Tops. Mm-hmm. Connor?
Mental health. That's, six. I'm going to go with a six right now.
You are a very positive person.
I'm a positive person, but that the pandemic has put a damper on that, and there have been some serious lows during the pandemic. I've talked about it on the show. For some reason, December, Christmas break of 2020 is going to go down in my own personal history, in the annals or the anals of my own storybook, as just an awful time. I hated that one. Yeah. And I'm doing better than that period, so six.
Yeah. One thing that, you know, I think it's helpful to point out is that flourishing, you know, can mean wholeness or living with integrity even in challenging circumstances. And this is from a great book called Mathematics for Human Flourishing. And the author, you know, talks about the practice of mathematics as a pathway for human flourishing. And if that can be a pathway, then anything can be a pathway. But for a lot of people, math is challenging. And so living with integrity, even in challenging circumstances, so our mental health or our life satisfaction scores might be relatively low right now. And if they weren't a little bit low, we would wonder, you know, are we out of touch with what's going on in the world right now? So we don't want to escape from life. We want to find integrity within the difficult circumstances. And I can tell you in the United States, with a national sample, the average mental and physical health score was about a 6.4 out of 10. Compared with pre-pandemic, it was above 7. So we expect that these scores will fall. And actually, we know students in medical school who are studying to be healers sometimes have very low mental and physical health scores because they're not getting sleep, because it's a stressful environment. And so depending on your situation, we would expect something south of 10.
Let us jump into domain three, and this is where it gets kind of deep. Meaning and purpose. And question five here is, to what extent do you feel the things that you do in your life are worthwhile?
Oh. Wow. Yeah, that's hard, because you have to ignore the eventual heat death of our solar system and the annihilation of this planet that I'm standing on, and pretend that's not going to happen. And assume that human history, as it's, you know, charting forward like a locomotive, has meaning, which is what I usually do on a day-to-day basis. And with that in mind, I think that the births, plural, of my children has altered that toward the positive. Mm-hmm. It feels like everything has meaning now. I'm gonna put myself way up at 9.
Because of the kids?
Because of my children. So everything else that... You know, whether it's your hobbies or your job or your day-to-day activities, going to the supermarket, which feels like a necessity, it's not a joy. Mm-hmm. Those things are now have more purpose or more meaning for me personally than they did before.
I have three kids as well, Matt, and every time I come home, I get a pretty palpable sense of meaning in my life when they run at me. When they attack me, it's like as I come in the door.
Okay, but before we're talking like kids are the end all be all of flourishing or happiness. I want to add that they have, and it's hard to say this out loud. When it comes to my mental health, sometimes there's a negative impact because I don't have, or maybe not just mental health, flourishing. I don't have the time I need for myself to become, you know, a better Connor, sure, or to have more. So it's not a two double-edged sword. It can move things in both directions, I would say.
But let me say, on the way to entering that door at the end of the day, I also feel as though my work is become more worthwhile. In the past year, this podcast, we've gotten a lot of responses from around the world.
That's true.
And I've been working here at Deutsche Welle and in journalism for a long time, and this is the first time that has happened, that from the outside, from the people that we're actually speaking to, that we're getting feedback.
Lots of emails, lots and lots of people
and
checking in.
And in terms of a life being worthwhile, that has definitely contributed in a very positive way for me.
So we've been all over the place here. Matt, what do you take from what we've said?
Well, it's a great joy for me to be part of these kinds of conversations, and it's wonderful to have this kind of job where I do this on a daily basis. I think that you're pointing to one of the important research findings, well, a couple there. First of all, that there are various pathways that lead to greater flourishing, and family is certainly one of them. Work, as you're pointing out with the podcast, can be one of them. If work is meaningful, that colors your entire experience. Education, religious community, there are various pathways, and the more that we're plugged in to these pathways, the more likely we are to be flourishing in some of these domains. But as you also point out, there's sometimes a trade-off between happiness and meaning. And there's a lot of psychological research on this that shows that the meaningful life is not always the happy life. And there's an overlap between happiness and meaning, but sometimes we're doing the meaningful thing at a cost to our happiness.
Let's move on to domain four. I found this question, this idea interesting. I am always able to give up some happiness now for greater happiness later. 0, not true of me, or 10, completely true of me. So Ooh. Able to give up some happiness now Ooh. In exchange for the more later?
The marshmallow experiment, except on guys in their late 30s.
Are you able to do that? Are you 0 or are you 10?
Okay, 0 would mean I can't do that. I'm impulsive, yeah. No one is the best judge of him or herself, but I would say I'm pretty high on that one. I can abstain. I can be an ascetic for a while. 8.
I wish I were wise enough to answer 10, but I think I'm more of the impulsive sort of human being, Matt. I'm not sure I'm any higher than a 4 on that one.
Yeah, but you know, I would hasten to point out that this is one measure of character, and your humility and self-awareness about that is another measure of character. So I would give you high marks on those aspects of character. So, we've tried to select some questions that are particularly effective. But obviously, a domain like character and virtue can be measured in a lot of different ways. And so, again, I think these, all of these questions are conversation starters, tools for self-reflection, and for having, you know, enjoyable conversations with people who have loved you into being.
For our listeners around the world, many of whom aren't, you know, as fortunate as we are here sitting in Germany, or you are in the United States, don't have the end of the pandemic right around the corner, hopefully. What can they do to flourish more? What can they do right now? Maybe 3 things to make their lives measurably better.
Yes, it's a great question. And, you know, I would suggest exploring our flourishing app, which gives you guidance, sort of walks you through the process of doing some of these activities that can enhance your sense of complete well-being. And one of the activities that we recommend is a regular gratitude practice. I've used this with my students, and they find sometimes it's the highlight of the semester. You express some gratitude to another person. And, if we think about what flourishing is, you know, really people in our lives, to use the words of the children's television host, Mr. Rogers, people have loved us into being. And we can reflect on that, and we can even thank them for doing that. And it really does create a lot of positive emotion for both parties and a sense of well-being. We can also engage in savoring, which is spending time reflecting on something that's good in life and calling that more into conscious awareness, so that we can appreciate it more. Because oftentimes we're busy and running through our daily routine and we don't make the time to really savor the good moments in life. And then there's things like volunteering or kindness activities, expressing kindness to others. And reaching out to help others is a great way to boost your own mood and your own sense of meaning and purpose and happiness in life. So those are some of the activities that you can explore in our web app.
That was Matt Lee of Harvard University's Human Flourishing Program, speaking to us from his house just outside of Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he has been in home office since March of last year.
Yeah, with the sound of a lawnmower going by in the background, he said. Kind of. I have a really lovely image of where he's sitting right now, whether or not that is true. And again, speaking of lovely images, those last three tips, very important. I'll take them with me. The idea that you should express gratitude. Savor the moments that feel good, that matter, and then volunteer or help others. Where was I? Oh, that's what it was. I was riding my bike a couple weeks back. And this poor guy was delivering, as you see a lot more here in Europe, I feel like, delivering a huge pallet on a forklift that he could walk with, full of water bottles to a local hotel. And the road was sloped and the whole pallet dumped. And you've got shiny water bottles all over the road. And I was in autopilot. I have to admit, I would have gone right by, except the lady in front of me stopped her bike and went over to help him. And so then I thought, oh, of course, I should be helping this guy too. I stopped my bike. And for 5 minutes in the sunshine, we helped this guy out. And it felt good. It felt really good to help this guy who'd had all his water bottles dump into the middle of a street.
I had a moment a couple of weeks back. It wasn't about helping anyone. It was I was a kid at a park where a bunch of German parents were around. They seemed annoyed. And the difference between this kid and the parents was that he wasn't annoyed. He was sitting there kind of staring out into the distance. And I approached him. I was like, what's up? How are you doing? He said his name was Luca and that he was just enjoying the sun. Ich genieße die Sonne, he says to me, which is German for I'm enjoying the sun. And that struck me. It hit me.
That's what we should all be doing.
Savor.
Yeah.
Savor the sun. Savor whatever. If you do that, you'll flourish more.
That's it from us. Anything else to say on your end, get in touch. SU@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.